There was one man who went to the bar every Friday night and would order 3 beers. After a few weeks, the bartender says, "Why do you order 3 beers?" He goes, "Well, I have 2 brothers, one in Chicago, one in California. And this is the way we remind ourselves of each other, to think about each other. We celebrate our brotherhood by drinking 3 beers." After a few more weeks, he comes in, but he only orders 2 beers. And so the bartender is afraid, and he goes up to him, "Excuse me, did one of your brothers die?" He says, "No, I gave up beer for Lent." Only 2 beers. Today's gospel, a story that Jesus gave us, was about the publican and the Pharisee. Now, you, the Pharisee's like a priest, like me. You know, he's the example. He's the one who serves in the temple. He's the one who explains the sacred scripture. You know, and he goes in and says, "Thank God I'm like not like that loser, that publican over there." And you know what the publican is? The publicans were those Jews who did not like their own people. They were sellouts. They collected the taxes, and they often cheated. And they would take as much skin as they could. They would rip off their own people. So the publicans in the Jewish mindset were one of the worst people, who betrayed their own, got money for the occupying power, the Roman Empire, and stole as much as they could. But this man knew who he was, so he couldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. He says, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That's the prayer we say before Holy Communion, the prayer of the publican who knows his failures. Now, you know, one of my favorite saying is, every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. It doesn't matter where you start. It matters where you finish. People would like to bury other people before they're dead. But God says, as long as you breathe, you have a magnificent future in front of you. But it begins by being honest with yourself. One of the greatest things that we have is the power every day to choose. You can choose to change your life any day. It doesn't have to be Lent. It doesn't have to be a special day. It could be your special moment with God when you say, "I will change this about myself. I will be less sarcastic. I will make my words softer. I will think of others. I will pray for my own family." And this is something that I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon that is worth repeating. Couples and families can be very close, but can also forget to pray for one another. Husbands, have you prayed for your wives? Wives, have you prayed for your husband? Children, have you prayed for your parents? Parents, have you prayed for your children? Have we prayed for each other? This is a way of showing respect for the effort that everyone in your family has to put out to become a better human being. Often, because we live in the same home, we think we know each other. And often, there are blind sides to our knowledge and things we do not know about one another. But it is very important that we not forget in our daily prayers to pray for ourselves and our family, to remember that in the small moments of life, great decisions can be made. So here, remember, we have a story about a publican, a big sinner. And remember, Matthew, who wrote the gospel, was a big sinner who hated his own people. But he was turned around when Jesus called him to be an apostle. St. Paul was turned around when God called him on the road of Damascus. And we can be turned around at every moment. Don't just think about great U-turns, but think about how today I can be even better than I was yesterday. This is the road to Lent. Slava Iisusu Hristu. Slava Iisusu Hristu.